I'm still a little sick.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of the DVCA Show. We are launching a new segment for the podcast. So going forward, we are going to have the Shield round review. We'll take it in turn. Mass Shield 1 week, Money Shield the next, Barclays Shield after that. We are kicking things off with the Mass Shield round review for round one. And we are joined at the table by Riley Patterson from Thomastown United, Luke Richardson from Lorimer, and Carl Heckman from South Morang. Boys, three of us all on the same mic for the start of a new podcast. A great idea, I reckon.
Very good, mate. Very good. Excited.
So we are kicking things off with Dennis and Rivergum. So Rivergum 5 for 178, defeating Dennis 7 for 177. Some of the notable performers. Dennis, they batted first. They had Luke Green carrying on his very good form from last season with 85 as the opener. Captain Daniel Martini first drop 60, but they only got 177 for all of that. And for Rivergum, unsurprisingly, the name at the top of the list here, Matthew Perry, 80 off 87. How do we see this match, fellas?
Well, good to see that Greeny's picked up where he left off from last year. I know he hits the ball extremely hard and plays very well straight.
Yeah,
very difficult man to bowl to, obviously, because he's quite tall as well. And Dan Martini with a 60. It looks a bit short elsewhere, though. No one else actually scoring over 7. So a bit more than the Dennis boys, Sundries. We've got 12, so good bowling by Rivergum.
Yeah, we'll be coming back to Sundries being a very, very high scorer in a couple of matches
for the first month.
Yeah. What's the consensus on Rivergum? Probably the strongest team in MASH last season.
Yeah, still going to be very strong. They had a couple of changes with their team last year. They're going on the team, but always somehow recruit, get players back. I've seen Itchy's back, which is a handy stick. So
his experience, I think.
For people that don't know, that's Benici. Can bowl as well. So
and bringing Dan Sedgwick into the side too. Long time Donoth player, threever first up as well.
What can you tell us about how he bowls?
Not a lot, Cal, to be honest.
Yeah.
All I know is he takes wickets in North Metro.
All right, over to the next match, and Riley, you might have to take us through this one. Thomastown United rolled for 75 by Hurstbridge, and then a quick death in the field, 1 for 76 off 9 overs.
Yeah, well, it won't take us long to get through this one. Started all right. I think we were 1 for 30 and then just capitulated. It was just the culmination of bad shots and,
Did you get to tea?
Really disappointing. No, we finished at 2:30.
Jeez. So 27 overs from you blokes, 9 overs from Hurstbridge. That's that is a real short day.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing. We thought we started the pre-season really, really well, really strongly. Obviously, there's a couple of glaring absentees from our side from last year, but that's okay. We soldier on with what we've got. But, their bowlers just bowl great lines.
So Andy Crook for Hurstbridge, 4 for 16 off just under 8 overs. Thissa Bandara, 3 for 23 off 8. How'd they do the damage?
All spin. Slower with the breeze.
Thissa as well.
Yeah, Thissa was bowling spin this week.
Leggings offies.
Offies and a couple of mystery balls.
Yeah.
So, they bowled really, really well. Just put us on the back foot really early and, they just strangled us. And, as I said, just bad shot selections and pretty poor cricket IQ from...
They had Kasul back, yeah?
And Kasul was back too.
Handy in.
Yeah, very handy in. And then, the batting. Aiden Bloomfield opened 31, batted pretty comprehensively, and then Kasul come in and finish the job.
Is it lightning quick at your ground at the moment?
Not lightning, it's pretty quick for what it is, but it's in really good nick though. Yep. I wouldn't say there'd be many better grounds
nice.
In the comp at the minute. So that's us.
So Luke and Cal, over to you two now. So Lorimer v South Morang. South Morang batting first, making 158, and Lorimer 4 for 159 in reply. Luke, as the winning team, I'll let you go first, talking us through the execution of the plan on this match.
Yeah, for sure. So when the toss and bowled, which Carl said, are you sure? And I said, not really, we'll go with that. Yeah. At the toss, but they got off to a really good start. Carl himself, 40-odd. We were probably a bit wayward at times, I reckon. But we threw the ball to a new bowler, Joel Regan, who's new to the club from Lancefield. And he picked up a couple of wickets and broke that partnership. And we're able to just wrestle back momentum for pretty much the last 30 overs.
So I've got bowlers and I've got batsmen at this table here. What is the hardest skill to pick up on round one?
I reckon bowling.
Yeah.
Brand new ball.
Yeah.
I don't think both of our teams bowled well with the new ball, straight up, trying to go for a little bit too much with ball swinging, also centre field to it as well.
Yeah.
Because if you're prepared to step across, you can easily pick a gap, can half pick a gap. Lauren's ground so far, pretty pretty choppy, pretty quick. As soon as it's through the infield, it was a boundary. So,
yeah,
that's probably the toughest one, early days.
And a good bit of cuddling at the top of the order from Jono McAleer, who I remember playing E-grade against Jono a few years ago. Has it clicked for him?
Yeah, he hit the ball pretty well.
He batted well.
He did, yeah, he did. He goes hard at it. He definitely goes hard at it. But he's had a pretty good off-season, trying to just refine his game as best as possible. But it was good. Good to back him. And that paid off. So
hopefully,
Jono can kick-start that.
We're probably lucky to get him. I think it was just shy of a full toss, outside off from TT, our spinner. And, diving catch left in the covers. Probably carried by only like 6 inches. But left or right of him, it was a boundary. So lucky to get him. We got three in a row, I think.
You did, yeah.
I think it was 3 for 1. Yeah. And then, Lawrenson and Milne, just a bit of composure, took the singles. We probably missed about 7 run-out chances there.
7?
Yeah, I think that's... about on the money. Pretty much tippity. It was hit straight to a fielder. Bit of misconnection between keeper and fielder, or stumps just being missed left or right, a little bit high, just early cobwebs,
So the first match in Mash Shield for DVCA newcomers, the old Ivanhoe Grammarians up against Panton Hill. So you have to take my word for it, because we've had a bit of trouble putting in the individual scores in Play HQ on this one. Panton Hill 3 for 267 in the first innings. Max Brook 112, not out, the highest score. Old Ivanhoe Grammarians 212 with Captain Max McLean 93 as an opener. So that's what happened in that game.
Yeah. What do you guys? We don't know, mate.
Josh Barton made 46 as an opener. We got a new fella, Jeremy. He made 38.
Yeah. And
good clean hitter. Mark got a really handy opener. That hitting through the lines really well from the first ball that you'd like for an opener in a one-dayer. Ryan Edwards came in when we were 2 for 200-odd. He hit 40 as well. Just a good time to come in. Yep. So, batting-wise was really strong. Bowling was okay. I think the fact that we had enough runs in the bank and old Ivanhoe were a few batsmen short of their best 11 did help. Fielding was decent considering old Ivanhoe's bit of a treacherous infield. You got to stay low down all the way into the hands on it. Old Ivanhoe, any expectations? Any of you guys know the names and reputations of players in that side?
Not a hell of a lot. No. Obviously seen McLean's season last year. Just about certainly won their comp medal.
Yeah, it was I have not seen since you 2 years ago, Cal.
Oh, thank you, I guess. Noticeable from himself, from the rest of the group, just playing parts, I guess,
All right, on to Thomastown and Keon Park. So Keon Park, they're also newcomers to the DVCA, but they had a win on their first outing. Thomastown were defending 158 off their 40. Keon Park, 5 for 161 in reply. Notable, Navtez Singh, 27. Joel, I'm going to give this a crack of pronunciation, Chilodka. He made 25, 40 extras, 33 of them wides. Now, if you talk, the rust coming off the bowler's arm a little bit difficult, Carl. That is the proof in the pudding right there.
That's
the
captain coach's nightmare, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough to
it.
Pull your hair out.
100%.
Down leg.
Any consensus on Keon Park? Have they got any players whose reputations have reached your ears?
McSwain.
Is he in
the universities or?
Well, I don't know. I hope not, to be honest, because he is a very good cricketer. I know he made 200s at the back end of last year and does bowl a heavy ball. Mm. So, yeah, he can do some damage when he's on his day. So, yeah.
And the last game of the round, Lower Eltham relegated down into Mash Shield for this season, but really hit the ground absolutely flying against Mill Park. 2 for 222. Justin and Kynan, which are the father-son opening combination, put on 45 and 55. Respectively, that was 93 for the first wicket stand. Sean Mortell, the captain and keeper, 59 not out, and Raymond Mitchell, 56 not out. When you get belted like that in your first innings in the field, how hard is it to regain your composure and your belief that you can still win it when you're batting?
Well, good question. be aggressive.
Yeah.
Nothing to lose from there, isn't it?
Yeah. I think 220 nowadays isn't that big a score. I think a lot of clubs have really adapted to the one-day format now. Mm. So, you've got a couple of guys that can really go and bat, a sustained period of time in a one-day game, then you're generally going to make 200 plus.
Yeah.
Personally, as a captain, I don't mind chasing in a one-day, especially. I know we notice with our ground, it gets quicker in the afternoon. I'm pretty sure everyone knows that by now as well. But it's like, whatever's put up, usually in the afternoon, it's 20 runs extra anyway. So you just get the start.
So Mill Park couldn't get the job done on the chase. They were 9 for 136. Rui top scoring with 42. Now, you fellas have been good enough to put down some predictions for Flag, Batting Award, Bowling Award and the Duckworth Turner Medal as the best player in Mass Shield. So talk us through the Flag. We'll go around the table one by one. So first off, predictions for the Flag. Carl, you can take it away.
Yeah, mine's Hurstbridge. Kasul, extra into that side. Big inclusion. And they've got a winning team there. As long as Crookie comes back in a bit of form, I think it's going to be pretty solid. Top 4, 5, 6 batting line up there.
Yep.
And, with their bowling line up as well, they should be able to defend it most weeks.
Luke, take us through who you reckon is going to win the Flag in Mass Shield.
Yeah, I reckon Rivergum. I reckon they're a quality side. They got experience. They were clearly the best team last year. And as Carl said, a couple of ins. I think they'll be right up there again.
And take it from here, Riley, who's your tip for the Flag?
Very much on the same page as Richo. Can't beat experience. They've been there. They've done it. They've been to the grand final last year. So, they're my pick for the Mass Shield this year.
Our next tip is the batting award, Cal.
Yeah, Green from Dennis.
85 on the weekend.
good start helps, obviously, but I think just on the ground that they play at, they get the advantage of going up to Ben Hill and Hurstbridge, similar sort of ground, I think, got to make use of it, so, yeah.
Luke?
Yeah, I think Perry, again, I think 80-odd on the weekend as well. So,
Almost a run at ball, too.
So backing up from last year.
Slow.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis.
Yeah, it can be.
So, Perry again,
Perry
for me.
And Riley?
I've got Rui. He's just too good. He's a class act. He's the man there at Mill Park this year. So, I think he's in for a boatload of runs.
Two-time Money Shield Award medalist, if I remember correctly. It's not a bad punt.
Yeah, not bad. I wouldn't mind it.
Now, the bowling award. Now, Carl, we did say no names of people in the studio, but he turned up.
I've gone Luke Richardson here. Bowled pretty accurately the weekend. Left hand, offy, taken away from right hand. I reckon he sucks up a couple of people into playing a loose shot. So,
Luke, you have the right of reply before you make your prediction.
Pretty stunned. Got to spin one first, but look, I'll take it.
3 for 8on Saturday?
Your
memory serves?
It was unexpected, that's for sure. See how we go, I guess,
All right, and over to you, your tip for the best bowler in Mass Shield this season.
Well, I think we've all gone along the same line with spinners here. So I've gone Jared Bannister. He's a class act as well.
We've liked Rivergum early on in our predictions.
Yeah. No, not we.
But no, it is we, because two people consist of a we, just because you're not included.
Who are you backing?
Let me see. Flag.
G grade.
I haven't seen who we're playing in G3 yet.
All right, what about Matt?
I hope they're good blokes. All right, Luke, your tip for the bowling award.
Yeah, I think Clyde Turner. I think he's
A Panton Hill rep.
Yeah.
Happy with that.
Yeah, another spinner again. He'll probably play all games as well, so we'll see how we go.
And lastly, the Duckworth Turner Award for the best player in Mash Shield, Cal.
All right, now I'm on the Rivergum train. It's Perry or Bano.
So it's we now, is it?
Yeah,
it's a three-man we.
All-rounders, always favours. Helps when you can bat and bowl, so
yeah.
Either one of them two to take it.
You would know.
Yep.
Rolls?
I am going to back Luke Green. He bats, he bowls. He does it all. He's a tall man. He gets the umpire's attention, I reckon. So, I reckon it's him this year.
All right, so let's see if we're going to go 3 for 3 on all-rounders being our tip for the Ducky. Luke?
Yeah, I think Perry again. And I reckon Witcher as well.
Old man Witch or young man Witch?
Old man.
Old man Witch down to Mash?
Yeah, just an experienced cricketer. Putting the 40 on the weekend as well, so.
gotten you guys to bang out your top four and your smokies. Carl, take us through it.
Yeah, top four, obviously Hurstridge. Rivergum in there, Penn Hill, recruited well. If it clicks together, they will do damage as well. And then I've put us in there. I think you kind of have to. And then the Smoky, I've gone for Cowan Park. If any of them are to I reckon they can win it, yeah.
You're to be one of the newcomers in. That's good. Riley, over to you, top four in Smoky.
Yep, so obviously I've picked Rivergum, so I think they're going to go on top. After what I saw on the weekend from Hurstbridge, they're going to be a strong lineup, and similar to what Carl said with Panton Hill, I think you guys were recruited well. So
it's been a few seasons coming. We finally got the guys to come across. So yeah, coach put in a fair bit of work on that front.
Yep, and then I think Lorimer, similar situation. And then, that's me top four.
Oh, Richo, you and your team have copped a little bit of a praise here, which is good.
Yeah, definitely. So, Rivergum for me, finishing top. I think they're the team to beat. Followed by Hurstbridge. They were really good last year. Inclusion with Koo, so I think we'll vastly help their batting stocks. Followed by Penn Hill. Again, picked up really well. I'll throw ourselves in there. And a Smoky being Lower Eltham. Again, I think really experienced side. If you look across the board, Witcher and Burgoyne. I think also Ray Mitchell's back from Ivanhoe or some.
I did see that name on the weekend, a few runs.
You got 50 odd, so yeah, getting just some more experience as well.
All right, Riley, Richo, Carl, thank you very much for being a part of the first episode of the round review. So we've kicked off with a good bit of fun. Looking forward to carrying this on throughout the season for Mash and Money and Barclay. Thank you very much for listening in. Remember, more cricket, more people, more often. Get down to